This morning we're joined here on the program by Michelle Anderson. She's the Library Director at the Atlantic Public Library, kind of representing the Cass County Library Association this morning because we're going to talk about a fundraising event they have going on here soon. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me over.
Thanks for coming in. How's the library these days?
Library's very good. Very good.
It's always a good business to be in.
It's a very good business to be in.
Does business pick up at all during the, once school gets going again in the fall, or is it just pretty much steady all the time?
Actually, we notice when we get to Thanksgiving, Christmas, and people disappear for winter, that's when our slow season is. Otherwise, we're pretty steady and busy the rest of the year.
Of course, people can still check out books when they're gone for the winter.
Absolutely. Give me a call if you need to know how.
Exactly. There are all kinds of electronic ways the library can continue to assist you, even if you're not able to walk in the front
door. That's right.
So always ask. Well, we want to talk a little bit about a fundraiser that you have going on now. This is something you did last year that turned out to be very popular. It's called Pizza Puzzles and Pub Night. Tell them what it's about.
Yeah, so it hasn't even been a year. We did it in the spring. I think our date was in April. And we had such a good time that people asked us to do it again and not wait a year. And so here we are in October doing it again. So Pizza Puzzles Pub Night is a fundraiser for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is a book gifting program for children under five. But essentially, it's a race to be the first team to eat a large pizza, put together a 500-piece puzzle, and drink 12 beverages.
Now, I like puzzles. I enjoy jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah, sign up.
500-piece puzzles aren't, they're not awful.
They're not awful.
But it depends on the design and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. I assume everybody doesn't get the same one.
Well, this is one of the changes that we did. We invested in puzzles so that every team will be doing the same puzzle this time.
Ah, okay.
And then we bought an extra because those of you who participated in April will know that there are puzzle-up opportunities. And so for a little additional money, you can sabotage other teams or you can gain an advantage for your team.
You know, they do sell puzzles that are like just all white, all black, all green.
We did not select one of those.
Oh, that would have been fun. Because that's always fun when people open the box and think, what in the world is
right.
this?
There's also puzzles that the puzzle you get in your box doesn't match the box cover. And I said, we're not doing that either.
That's just mean. And that's not the purpose. We want to have fun with it. How did it go now in the spring? Did it go really well? Did folks get it done in a reasonable amount of time?
It did. It went really well. So in the spring, we did 300-piece puzzles. Mm-hmm. And we had two teams that finished at almost the same time, right about the hour mark. And so we went to a 500-piece puzzle, just trying to make it, extend that experience just a little bit longer than an hour. We're excited.
Well, good. 500-piece puzzle. Yeah, that'll be some fun. And I assume everybody's got their own strategy, how they might do this whole thing differently.
Right. So it was really interesting to see the strategies play out last April, too, that some team members, all four members of the team were puzzles, and they were puzzle, puzzle, puzzle. And then when they got the puzzle done, then it was chow down, drink, and get that part done. And there were definitely teams that had people designated just for, I'm just here to eat pizza and drink my soda or drink my beer, and they're doing the puzzle. So it's just however it works for your team, strategize.
Okay, so there's no right or wrong way.
No.
Just a winning way.
Yes. Somebody's going to win.
That's right. Well, the libraries win.
That's right.
Because you're raising money for a cause, and this is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library Program. Has that been pretty popular?
It's been very popular. We have, I think last I checked, we had 317 children in Cass County signed up. And so we love that more people are signing up. That just means that our monthly bills are just a little bit higher. And so this event just raises the funds for us to be able to still have enough funds to cover everybody who signs up.
What did you expect when you started that program? I assume this is higher than your expectations.
Yes, much higher. In fact, the Dollywood Foundation will work with your community or for us, for our county, to help us predict how, you know, how fast our, we expect growth, mm-hmm. to kind of be able to budget when you'll be at full capacity. And we have far exceeded what they have mapped out for us. But that's okay, because they have wonderful sponsors. We have a lot of businesses and organizations that help us out by sponsoring a month. And then we do fundraisers like this to help fill in the gaps of what doesn't get sponsored.
Can you talk a little bit about the basics of that program and what the cost is?
Yeah, so any child under 5 in Cass County can sign up. It costs about $2.25 per month per child. So we're saying like $26, $27 a year covers books for one child. So then you have to do the math, and I'll let you do it yourself, times 317.
It gets up there pretty quickly.
It gets up there pretty quick, yeah.
Hate to stress the budget too much, but this is an opportunity for folks to help out and get some of that early enjoyment and early habits.
Right. And I just want to stress that Imagination Library is something we're working on together as a county. So all 6 libraries work together. And we have not used any library funds. So, you know, the library gets funding from their cities and from the county. We're not taking money away from our libraries to fund this program. We have funded this completely with gifts and donations and grants.
Yeah, it's a matching thing, too, with the Dolly Parton Foundation.
Right, because the Dollywood Foundation covers a lot of the overhead so that our cost is as small as it is.
Yeah, well, $2.25 for a book.
I mean, yeah, you can't even walk into Walmart and get that.
You can't do that with online downloads.
No.
So yeah, that's a pretty good deal, a pretty good opportunity there. And as I mentioned too, we're trying to train lifelong habits and lifelong skills for youngsters. It's a good jumping off point.
Right. So reading with your child, even babies, has been shown to build relationship. They feel safe. It builds literacy skills. It, you know, the kids will get books that are developmentally appropriate. So when they're babies, they will get board books. They will get high contrast, visually appealing things, whereas the 4-year-old will get things that look more like a picture book, like I'm ready to go to school.
Pop-up books?
Probably not pop-up books. I'm sorry, Jim.
I like those still today. Talk a little bit about the event again now, too, because it was so popular last time. You get a lot of folks. You just did one session last year, right? You're doubling
it. You're right. So we had to turn people away last spring. So we've set it up so that we have essentially an early and a late seating. So if you've ever been on a cruise ship, I hear this is what they do. But so we have, you can sign up for a 4 o'clock time, start time, or you can sign up for an 8 o'clock start time. The event's going to be run the same at both times. You really like it, sign up for both. You know, have at. The event is Saturday, October 21, and we really need registrations by this Friday, October 13, so that we can make final preparations, especially with pizzas.
Okay. Teams consist of 4 people.
4 people.
$100.
$100 to register covers everything you need for the race.
$25 a person. Put that in perspective quick. You're getting a large pizza. You're getting a 12-pack of whatever you choose.
Of whatever you choose. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a 12-pack. It can be 12 different things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Whatever you want.
Okay, very good. So enjoy that. And is this an adult event?
No, this is whoever would like to participate. Okay. We are kind of thinking that we'd get more adults at the 8 o'clock time, mm-hmm. but we're open to whoever would like to register for either time. Right now, we have about 9 out of our 30 registrations we can handle.
Okay, so you still have room.
We still have room.
How would they register? Just get a hold of you at the library?
So every library in Cass County has paper registrations, okay. But if you go to our Facebook event, it's there's a link to a Google form pinned right at the top of our event.
Okay. And we would suggest, since you had to turn people away last year, get after it soon.
Right. Do it soon, please.
Please.
Or we might have to say no.
Very good. Good time. We all know how interesting puzzles are to begin with and how interesting it can be when you have people looking over your shoulder during doing puzzles. So it's an interesting night.
Right, right.
Very interesting.
We have lots of fun.
Oh, I'm sure you do. All right. Plenty of opportunity. And all the money that's raised goes into that imagination program. So we want to stress that. And if folks would like to inquire about getting their children involved in the Imagination Library program, can they still do that?
Yep. You should be able to do that at any Cass County Library, or you can go online to imaginationlibrary.com and click check availability and put in your address, and it will tell you if you're in our service area.
All right, very good. That's how you get started.
That's how you get started.
Just that simple. All right, again, that event coming up on Saturday, October 21st, two different times. They have a 4 p.m. and an 8 p.m. session for Pizza, Puzzle, and Pub Night to help raise money for that event. And if you want to know more about that, get a hold of them soon, because this Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, I know. Sad trombone. That's the deadline for that. So just remember, Friday the 13th is a deadline. So that's a right. good thing to remember. So that's coming up this weekend. So very good. Michelle Anderson in with us here this morning from the Atlantic Public Library. And do always support your local library, right?
Yes, please.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.